Welcome to another episode of Glitter Hour with Mia Clemencia Fernandez, where we talk about life lessons for young kids today. Hi, Mia girl. How are you?
Good. Thank you, Mom. How are you today?
Well, I've got a bit of a sore throat, and we weren't sure we were going to even record the podcast, but we missed last week, so it seemed like we needed to do it.
Yeah.
And you might hear that Mia has
the hiccups.
So this is going to be a really good one. I sound awful and you've got the hiccups. We'll get through it.
Yeah.
Because we have a really important topic to talk about today.
We sure do.
What have we got, Mia?
We are talking about kindness.
I love it. Now, where did this topic come from, Mia? Why do you want to talk about kindness?
Well, me and my mum did a sit meditation, which is where you go down to the beach and you meet with this bunch of people. Mm-hmm. And there's a topic each week. And the topic that we went to was kindness, and we thought that it was really interesting, and we thought that it would be a great podcast.
I agree. So there was about 40 people at the sit meditation, which was really cool. It was the first one we ever did, and it was early morning. We saw the sunrise, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that itself was worth it. It was so beautiful.
It was.
So they talked a little bit about kindness, and we kind of set intentions, didn't we, before we started?
Yep.
And they talked about three different kinds of kindness. Can you tell your listeners what those are?
Well, they talked about kindness to self, kindness to others, and kindness to nature.
Do you want to go through the three of those and talk about some personal experience? Which one do you want to start with? Kindness to self?
Yes.
Okay, let's hear about kindness to self and what it means to you.
Kindness to self is kind of hard for me because I put a lot of pressure on myself. Usually, and sometimes I don't give my body kindness. And
give an example.
It's hard. Like, say there was homework and I found it really difficult and I couldn't figure out this one question. I would get pretty annoyed with myself for not being able to figure it out.
Even though you got, if it was 20 questions and you got 19 correct, you get upset about the one?
Yeah.
And tell me what happened in water polo on Friday night, because you weren't very kind to yourself that night.
Well, they kept pulling me off, and I had a couple chances with the ball, right? And we got zero goals. I had a couple chances, right? Mm-hmm. And I didn't take those chances.
So you were hard on yourself.
Yeah, I fell on, and then they kept pulling me off, and then they put me back on.
So what did we talk about that night?
We talked about kindness to self.
That's right. We were talking about kindness to self, and what did I tell you? You can't be on all the time.
Yeah.
You can't be perfect all the time.
I know.
And this is your first time playing a team sport. I think you're putting even more pressure on yourself because you think that you're letting other people down, but that's not the case. You're going out there and trying your hardest.
True.
So that's kindness to self, and you think that you could do a bit of work in that space?
Yeah.
So how are you going to work on that?
I think I just need to be aware whenever it happens. That's probably the main thing.
And whenever you say be aware, what is it that you feel? Does your stomach get upset? Do you want to cry? Like what physical?
Sometimes tears well up in my eyes.
Okay.
And I lie down. Like I curl up in a ball. Okay. Like not at school, but.
If you're at home.
Yeah, if I'm at home.
But you're saying if you were at school and you felt this kind of pressure, you would feel tears welling up?
No, at school, I would basically just clench my hands and I would probably put my hand up to my face and cover my eyes and I'm like...
And press on your eyes. Okay, so whenever you feel yourself clenching your hands or you feel your fingers pressing into your eyes, are you going to take a deep breath and say, be kind to myself?
Yep.
All right, well, let's test it out and see how we go. What was the second form of kindness?
The second form of kindness is kindness to others.
Now, this one's quite important.
This one is very important. So everyone knows about kindness to others, and sometimes kindness to others, you don't even know you're doing it.
That's good. That means that it's unconscious.
Yeah.
You know, you're doing it without even trying.
Sometimes you don't know. It's true. Just by playing with someone is basically kindness to others.
Okay. What are other things you can do?
Well, kindness to others.
What about opening the door for someone?
Yeah, if you open the door for someone.
What about when your brother runs out in the hallway and says he wants to press the elevator button and you know it's your turn?
let them do it.
That's being kind.
Even though it can sometimes be a bit annoying. And another one is just include people in your game. If you see someone sitting to the side, then you can say, would you like to play with us?
That's a great way to be kind, being inclusive.
Yeah, that's one of the most, that's a very common one. Helping make dinner.
Great one. Helping out around the house. That's
That's shows me kindness. Very good type of kindness.
What about physical kindness?
Hugs.
Holding hands.
Holding hands.
I love it when you hold my hands.
Clapping. Like
praising others. Praising. Yeah. All good options for showing kindness to others.
Yeah, all very good options.
Okay, and what was the third kind of kindness?
Kindness to nature. This one I feel is a very, very important one.
You think this one's more important than the other two?
No, but it's just an important one.
Okay. Talk to me about what it means to you.
Because kindness to nature, it's a very big circle. Because there's kindness to animals and animals as nature. There's kindness to plants and plants as nature.
Okay. It's pretty big.
Yeah. So it's pretty.
And how would someone show kindness?
If you see rubbish, pick it up. And maybe if you're thinking about getting a dog, try and get a rescue, not just a puppy that.
Good idea. If you can, get a rescue. Yeah.
Get a rescue.
Rescues aren't for everyone, but I agree.
Yeah.
Can you go walking instead of taking the car?
Yeah, go walking. Even though it's still releasing pollution, take a train or a bus because it's transporting lots of other people. So
it's called mass transport. Yeah, that's correct. Saving water, turning the water off, turning lights off.
Yeah, those are also common ones. Picking rubbish off up on the street. Also remember, pick it up on the ocean too.
Those are all really good options. Do you try to practice as many of those as you can?
Yeah.
And you said that one wasn't more important than the other, but someone might say you can't be kind to others if you're not kind to yourself.
Sometimes.
But that's not true, is it? You could be really kind to everybody else, but really not kind to yourself.
Yeah, sometimes I feel like kindness to nature is kind of the most important because, well, kindness to nature, you're cleaning up and helping everyone, so it also entwines with helping others. Helping everyone. And kindness to, it doesn't really entwine to kindness to yourself, but
But I suppose if we don't take care of our planet, we will cease to exist. So it won't matter.
So
don't having kindness to yourself.
You won't be able to give kindness to anyone. So kindness to nature might actually be the most important. That's only in my eyes. Mummy might have a very different
thing. When you put it that way, I was going to say kindness to self, but when you put it that way, that's right. So I really loved that sit meditation, and I thought about kindness to self during that 20-minute session, but you said you thought about kindness to nature.
Yeah.
And how did you feel after that meditation?
I felt like it was easiest. Before I answer that question, I felt like it was easiest to think about nature because I was sitting in nature.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. And the more you feel, the more that you spend time in it, you feel connected to nature. Mm-hmm.
And what advice would you have for your listeners about kindness?
Even if you think that one is more important, they're all very important. So even if you think, let's just say you think kindness to self is the important and you get a chance to show kindness to nature, don't say, oh, well, kindness to self is better. I don't need to do that. Say, well, I'm still being kind, so I'll pick up that rubbish on the floor.
Mm.
Even if you think that kindness to self is the best, you can still be kindness to others. You don't only support yours, you can be kindness to others.
Well, I think all three are important. That's your takeaway message.
Yeah, all three are important. And there's something else I wanted to say is kindness is a choice and you have to choose that. Every morning you wake up and think about kindness, then you'll get into a routine about always doing kindness up and up and up until it's part of your natural day.
And so you won't have to think about it anymore.
Uh-huh.
I like that. That's really good advice.
Thank you, Mum.
Thanks for chatting to me about kindness today, Mia. I think your hiccups are gone.
Oh, they are. But don't say that, otherwise they'll come back.
They'll come back. All right, Mia, thanks for talking to us about kindness, and we'll catch you next week.
You're welcome. If you liked what you heard today, please subscribe onto Apple Podcasts or your favorite listening app, and you love you to please rate or review us. We have a website, glitterhour.com, where you can submit feedback and recommend topics for me to cover on a future podcast. As always, thank you for your support.
Thanks, Mia girl. It's time to sign off, and I'm going to go take a throat lozenge.
This is Mia signing off. Let's go show some kindness. Woo!